Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I'm your host, Monique Davis-Dotson, and I have a very special guest with me by the name of Michael Innett. And he is a breast cancer survivor. Many times we're not familiar with men who get breast cancer, but according to CDC, one out of every 100 men are going to be diagnosed with breast cancer. And Michael is gracious enough to sit at the mic with me and share his story. Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate your time and right now your testimony. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. Michael, can you tell me when were you diagnosed with breast cancer and how did that come up to your attention?
I was diagnosed April the 6th, 2004. But February the 29th, that evening, I was getting ready for bed, and I saw leakage in my chest. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what it was, where it was coming from, so I changed undershirts like three times because I didn't know what was going on. So like that fourth time, I just stood in front of the mirror, and I saw it was coming out the, it was coming out my nipple. It was a little pimple. Mm-hmm. And I squeezed it, and it all hit the mirror, and I hit the fan.
Oh, sure.
And so the next morning, which was March the 1st, I called out to my the hospital and asked to make an appointment. And I didn't know what to say. I was distraught. And I told Maria, and she asked me, could I come in this morning? And I said, yes. And so when I went, they started their procedure. And come to find out, I had two lumps in my breast the size of a half a dollar. I was stage two breast cancer.
Wow. Already.
You know, that's what that Dr. Clifford told me.
Right. So yeah. Let me ask you this question. Was it just one chest area or was it?
Yeah, just one. I had a full mastectomy. When surgery came, yeah.
Okay. And so was there any type of history in your family or was this just something that occurred?
Well, I have six sisters. Okay. None of them had it. Uh-huh. But I found out after, you know, I started studying about it. My aunt had breast cancer. She died from breast cancer. And my first cousin in Houston, Texas, had breast cancer.
So let me ask you this, as a man, how was that experience for you? You know, because breast cancer is something that's normally, you know, we associate with women. So when you heard them say, well, you have breast cancer, how was that experience? How did you digest all of that?
That was a heavy blow because, you know, when you hear the word cancer, first thing you think about is death.
Yeah.
And at the time I was 45, I'm 61 now.
Okay, praise God.
And that was the only thing I thought of. You know, mm-hmm. I said, I'm a die at early age, mm-hmm. you know. And it took me for a big loop because not only by being a Baptist preacher, I knew that that's just a woman disease. That's a woman thing. That's what I took it at.
Exactly.
And so when I had to come to myself that, hey, you got it. Mm-hmm. This, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I immediately had to learn to deal with it if that's what it's going to be. But I didn't know nothing about a mastectomy, that your breast could be removed.
Mm-hmm.
And we went at it from there, and it had taught me a lot.
What did it teach you?
It changed my outlook on life of how quick sickness could come, yeah. How quick it could turn. Mm-hmm. And now I am the founder of Men's for Men's with breast cancer. I have them all over, but mostly at Texas. We meet at Charleston Methodist Hospital in Dallas.
Okay.
Every first and third Tuesday of the month. Mm-hmm. We reach out to all men with all types of cancer. At first it was breast cancer, but due to the commercial, the way the men heard it, they just heard a man talking about cancer and thought that that's what it was about, colon cancer, kidney cancer. Mm-hmm. So I opened it up to that. But wow. My focus is breast cancer, but a man can't come home and talk to his wife about prostate cancer. So but I know October is the month for breast cancer, but my concern is, what about August, September, October, November, and January, and February? So when I see a man, I reached out to a man just this past Sunday. He's in Vegas. Mm-hmm. He already had his surgery, and it's breast cancer. It brought a big awareness to me to tell men that, man, you can get it. I was the one thinking that it's not going to happen to me. I was healthy. I would always go get my yearly exam and all of that. And it was so embarrassing having to tell somebody I have cancer.
Right.
They gave me all kind of cancer except breast cancer.
Exactly.
I could tell a person that I have cancer. Oh, you got kidney cancer, you got colon cancer. No, I have breast cancer.
Right.
And it was shocking.
Yeah. But you know what? And just listening to your testimony, and I'm honored and thankful that you're here to share your survival story, because it removes the stigma that breast cancer is just for women, that cancer is not discriminatory towards one, group of people. And you opened up the door through your experience to be able to, share your testimony, which will be a great blessing to so many, and to bring knowledge to people. How many men in your organization? You just spoke about the man who contacted you from Las Vegas. How many men have been diagnosed with breast cancer, that is, in your group and or in your organization?
15.
15 men. Wow. What do you tell them? Be it that you survived it and, you had the mastectomy. What do you tell these men as in order to encourage them along their journey?
First of all, I'm glad you asked, because like along the way, they're scared.
Yeah.
And like I tell them, hey, you have a right to be. Mm-hmm. I was. But let me tell you, this was 16 years ago. I mean, I made it. You can make it. I have some men have had a double mastectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some men that was stage 4.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, like, 5 and 8 years out,
right.
So it is hope, because every time you, every time you hear the word cancer, it's not death, it's a blessing.
Let me touch on that, because, you're a pastor and you have faith, and I'm a Christian, so I can look at certain situations or sufferings or trials or tribulations that we go through that one might think, or one may understand that it is a blessing, because we're like, okay, God, teach us, or, what am I to learn? How, I put my faith in you. But what if someone isn't a Christian? What if someone doesn't believe that this is a blessing? What do you tell, that person, and how can you encourage that person?
That's a good question, because the first man I saw,
mm-hmm.
he looked like something was wrong with him. And, I just say, hey, brother, what's going on? And he says, I have breast cancer. I said to myself, wow, but I couldn't reach out to, I tried. He gave me his phone number, but he would answer the phone, but he would be so intoxicated, I couldn't deal with him. Then I met another man in my neighborhood. We was in the store. And I saw the leakage in his chest, and I just asked, I say, hey, what's wrong? Mm-hmm. And he said, I have breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a preacher.
Wow.
And he stayed walking distance from me, a few streets over from me. Mm-hmm. And I took him in,
mm-hmm.
because he had stopped his treatment,
mm-hmm.
because his finance was lacking. I'd taken him to my doctor. Mm-hmm. And we started it back.
Right.
And I saw then that, hey, this here can be a wonderful thing, because I have to admit, I planned on not saying nothing to nobody about I had breast cancer. At the time, I have breast cancer. I just wasn't going
to
do it.
How did you get over the, I'm going to assume you didn't want to share that you had breast cancer as a male because it was embarrassing. People wouldn't understand that. How did you, you know, remove that fear or that shame in your diagnosis to be able to say, you know what, I am going to share this because it can help someone? How did you get to that, I'm going to share and not keep it as a secret?
Well, I got to that point of saying, I got to tell, I got to say what happened to me. God has been so good to me that I just have to tell somebody that he's there all the time. Although when it happened to me, I could not, I didn't see it 16 years ago like I see it today. Stood running to God, I ran from God. Stood running to God, asking God to help me because I know he could. I went to God saying, why me? And it's good to take the why me test because the answers, you have them all. And so I looked at that, and when I first said it, people thought, women's now, thought that, hey, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's real. And I've had some to come to me and say, did you really have breast cancer? If you have went through breast cancer, that biopsy will tell it all. That mammogram will tell it all. When I went through my first mammogram, I could not take it. And so, and I see the goodness in it now, you know, to tell, to stop, to not be selfish about it.
But you had to go ahead and get a mastectomy. Can you walk us through that so that somebody will be familiar with the process and know that, hey, this can possibly happen, but there is still hope?
Well, I'm thankful for my wife. My wife was with me. And Dr. Edward Clifford was my surgeon, and he was saying about the radiation and the chemo. So he said, it's another option. You would be flat-chested the rest of your life. Now I'm saying flat-chested. And so it was my wife's decision. She said, cut it off. I'm not knowing what you're cutting off, you know. And so I would say to a man, and if any man is listening, if you, if this is going on right now, in the morning, go get checked out. Because when a man go to the doctor, he's not walking in there saying, I want a mammogram. I want to check and see if I have breast cancer. I have this lump in my chest. I don't know what it is. He's not going to say, he's not going to say that because, and then another thing, I did not see my lump. I didn't see my lump. So it was overall, it was just a blessing the way that it leaked out.
And so, so what you're saying is that it may not only be leakage to the listener, it could be a lump. So if you feel a lump in your chest or you see something that is, you know, not familiar, that is a sign and an opportunity for you to get to the doctor and get that checked out.
And I would like for the men who are listening, it is no pain to breast cancer. I mean, it for me, I had no sign that, hey, the right side is bad. I never was in no pain. You know, and even coming out of surgery, I was just in no pain, and it's something to be thankful for. I mean, I know people say, well, why would you say that? Well, I mean, I'm blessed to help other men by telling them what I went through. You may not go through it, but if it breast, it is breast cancer, we just going to have to deal with it. And it's nothing that to be ashamed of, because I really was. Because
when did you get past the shame?
A year and a half.
It took you a year and a half to get past the dream?
Yeah.
So basically, men and women who support your husband, your brother, your son, or whoever you know, your loved one who may go through it, cancer, just that C word, is traumatic. And as a male going through breast cancer, something that's foreign to him, especially in a society we live in, and I could definitely understand why it would take time. And what we hear Michael saying is that allow yourself time, because you will get past it when you start looking at, you know, the benefits that came out of the situation, out of the surgery. And what does that mean? That means that to be a survivor means that you are here for a reason, in order to bless someone else, to be able to connect with that person. And so I just wanted to, put that out there. Acknowledge whatever feeling or emotion that you're going through. Michael, you said it took you a year and a half to get past the shame. What was your light bulb moment to say enough is enough,
I was talking to a lady that she had just went through tongue cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And all that time, I'm feeling sorry for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking at someone that's going through tongue cancer.
Right, right.
And she was just happy as she could be. And I said, if she can be like that,
mm-hmm.
I sure can drop my sadness of a pity party and just lay it to the side and just go head on. It's a brighter day. Mm-hmm. And when I done that, I felt good.
Yeah.
And it was just instantly. I tell all of my cancer patients now, don't forget to take the Why Me test. You'll know everything after you do that. It's not for nobody else, no other man but me.
Right.
To go through it.
Right. Oh,
they do go through it, but I mean, I just had a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I just turned 45.
Wow.
I opened my Bible, mm-hmm. and God gave me a scripture. And I know he was talking to me.
So he was preparing you. What was that scripture?
Acts, the 4th chapter and the 22nd verse. It said, it read, for the man was above 40 years old, upon whom this miracle of healing was shown. I hadn't had the surgery yet.
Wow.
And when I saw that, all of my doubts that I had, I dropped right then.
Wow. Wow.
And I went on with that, but it still was a year and a half, but I went on with that knowing mm-hmm. that I'm healed. I knew that for a fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to deal with people, because really church people, some of them was critical. They was laughing at you.
Wow.
Because of the type of cancer that it was.
Yeah. And their lack of understanding.
Right. Yeah.
Their lack of understanding, and that's unfortunate. But we think about people who laughed at Jesus. We think about people who ridiculed him, but he understood that there was a greater purpose, which was the will of God. And it seems to me that that's what happened to you when you received that light bulb moment of, I'm speaking to a woman who has, a cancer that is, of the tongue, whereas I have my mouth that I can be able to speak about this breast cancer in order to save another man. And you know what I'm saying? And so I think that's powerful in itself. And it helps us get past what other people's opinions may be based on their lack of understanding. And we don't have to be upset with them. We can show compassion and continue to do the mission that God put us on this earth to do.
Right.
I'm really happy for you. And, I thank God that you are a survivor, for how many years exactly now?
16.
For 16 years. What a blessing. What a blessing. And now tell me a little bit about... you said it's called Men for Men with Breast Cancer, your organization. How can someone find you who may, you know, need to talk to you or need help in direction about their own diagnosis, and understanding that it's not only for breast cancer, but it's for whatever form of cancer a man may have. How can we find you?
Menformen.com.
Menformen.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And my phone number is 214-502-7180. Okay. And any man can call me about his diagnosis. If he want to be bothered, we will bother you. If you don't want to be bothered, we won't bother you.
You won't bother him, but you are there to support him, which is
yes,
awesome.
Yes, which is yes. Awesome. And we listen to them.
In closing, what words can you give men right now today, as far as, because like you said, you don't normally detect this lump, because, you know, men aren't familiar, a lot of men aren't familiar with the monthly self-examinations that women have been told to do, you know, forever. What can you tell men right now today as far as, you know, their own self-health check?
I would tell the men across that's listening to this podcast today, early detection is the best detection. Mm-hmm. Sit down with your wife. She knows the lump situation area. But I want the man himself.
Mm-hmm.
If you in the shower, just walk your fingers across your chest. And if you see any little lump right then and there, don't put it off about going to the doctor, telling your doctor, "Doc, look at this. I found this. What is it? I'm concerned about it." And that's my biggest thing I would tell a man, you know.
And if there's any leakage, immediately go to the doctor. Don't put it off.
Go to the doctor because that shouldn't be. I mean, because when I saw my leakage come out, it could have been something else. But I said, "Oh Lord, cancer."
Yeah. Oh.
I said that.
You said that.
Yeah. I said that.
Wow.
You know? So. And I got right on it, you know. And then another thing, I don't want the men to keep it a secret hid from their wives. Mm-hmm. I told my wife that night.
Right, right. And for the male, you know, for my male listeners, you may not have a wife or a significant other. Tell someone, you know, don't feel embarrassed, you know. You can share this with your doctor. You can share this with your closest friend so that you know that you have a support network. And if you still feel some kind of way about it, menformen.com is a place for you to go. And you will get the help and support you need to be able to express your feelings and your concerns.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I want to put that out there. Do not think that you have to travel this journey alone. There is help, and Michael is such a blessing to be able to share his testimony so that you guys know that you're not by yourself. There is help. Well, Michael, I really appreciate you sharing your testimony, your story. I know that you are a great blessing and to somebody who is walking into the situation and or currently, you know, traveling down the breast cancer or cancer journey. And I thank you for once again sitting at the mic with me. I appreciate you. And congratulations on 16 years of being a breast cancer survivor. May God continue to bless and keep you and your family safe.
Thank you.
See you again.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right.
Michael, thank you for sitting at the mic with me and sharing your testimony with us today. I know that it was a great blessing, and I am so happy that you are a 16-year breast cancer survivor. Breast cancer is not discriminatory towards a certain gender. Men and women can get breast cancer. Most importantly, they can also become survivors. If you are a male who has just been diagnosed or is currently traveling the breast cancer journey, and you're looking for someone to talk to, someone you feel that you can relate to, please feel free to visit menformen.com. And Michael was also gracious enough to leave his phone number for you to contact him if you have any questions, if you need any support. He's there. And that phone number is 214-502-7180. I'm sure there are other great organizations for you to reach out to. I'm sure you can find those on the internet, as well as talk to your doctors, because they can also give you support organizations. Again, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen to Life, Love, Marriage, Divorce, the podcast. I continue to uplift our brothers and sisters who are dealing with breast cancer, who have survived breast cancer, whose families have traveled that journey with them. It is something that we can continue, not only just for October, but always bring awareness to everyone in regards to self-breast examinations every month. And just being conscious about our bodies, to not overlook anything, that be it a lump or anything foreign in our bodies. And this does not only extend to just, you know, breast cancer, anything in your body that doesn't feel right, make sure you go get it checked out immediately. Your health is definitely your wealth. Until the next podcast, God bless.